Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, breaking down LSU taking on Bama. Who what better to talk to than Marlon Favorite, Super Bowl champ, national champ, LSU Sports Network analyst. Marlon, thanks so much for the time. Always, man. How you doing?
Hello, somebody. Man, all is well, my brother. Just finished y'all doing some training. We trained former Tulane defensive tackle Eric Dix over here by Bodies by Phil. So I just got out of D-line training session with him. How y'all doing, man? What's happening? Happy Thursday.
Same to you, Fave. I know you know Virgil Osberry really well. So give us, for a lot of people, you know, he's been sort of a backdrop guy. But now he's the man now. He's the athletic director. And even though there was some kind of a word monopoly being played there for a couple of days, Virg is the guy that will be picking the new LSU head coach. Sort of give us a little insights with you and your connection with Virg.
Yeah, Virg has always been a staple at LSU. You know, even on a lot of those Coach Saban's staffs, Virg has always been a huge asset to LSU. You know, obviously knowing him being there when he was an associate AD, he's somebody who always stuck up for the players. And, you know, obviously a guy being from Louisiana, a native of the area, someone who understands the player, was a former player at LSU late 80s into the 90s, and has been very professional here at LSU. So once he was, you know, when they first made the announcement last week that he was the associate AD, interim AD, I said, listen, we're in good hands, along with the hire of obviously Coach Frank Wilson. I felt like, you know, in lieu of searching for a new coach and, you know, keeping the program in place, Virg is an excellent candidate. And obviously when I heard about him being, you know, the first announcement, permanent AD, I'm like, we're going to continue to churn in the right direction.
How do you think the team will respond to Frank Wilson? Because the same sort of ills that are there, not being able to run the football, and that's been an issue throughout Brian Kelly. And the biggest surprise, to be honest with you, Fave, because you watch his teams at Notre Dame, they were like a conveyor belt for offensive linemen. And, you know, the five starters, four of them were in the NFL. The same thing at tight end. And this team hasn't been able to run the football. And then on defense, man, if you got a mobile quarterback, you're going to make some hay against LSU. I don't think some of those issues will be cleared up with a change at head coach. But I think Coach Wilson's kind of connection to players are special in today's game.
It really is, Mike. I think about how he's able to have the players gravitate not only to his concepts, but being able to talk to the young men, talk to their families, be transparent in the locker room. And Coach Frank, just like my relationship with Virg, my relationship with Coach Frank Wilson is even longer, knowing him, playing against him with Coach Hank when we were at West Jeff, playing against Walker those years, those teams with Keenan Lewis. Guys like John Johnson Sr., father of and the college quarterback, John Johnson Jr., and you know, the good old days, Mike Wallace and all those guys. You know, Frank mentored those guys. He coached them well, along with the Craig Davises of the world. So he's always been that guy. And just having that SEC experience as well, coaching at Ole Miss under Coach Frank Wilson, Coach Ed Orgeron, and also, you know, his first stint at LSU. So the experience is there. So I think, you know, to answer your question, the biggest thing more than anything else is his ability to have those guys, similar when Ed took over for Coach Les Miles, have those guys want to play for their coach. Coach Frank is a guy that he's not going to lose the locker room. He has the guys. He brought back that LSU unity, that tradition that had us win all of those years. So I'm excited about him. At the end of the season, I do think, and I'm one of the folks that says, you know, Coach Frank Wilson has an opportunity to get the job permanently. You know, you go out there and you finish with a decent record these last four games. I think he's somebody that should be considered. You know, he's an excellent recruiter as well.
You know, Coach O was on last week, and he was like, Mike, I'll be honest with you. In all these years, he may be the best recruiter I've ever been around, Frank Wilson. And so, man, listen, for Coach O to say that, because I know one thing, man, Coach O tried to swing you out west when he was trying to get you to go out to USC, and he was doing the sell job on you.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, and listen, for y'all's listeners and man, I heard this story before. This man walked right in my house, told my family hello, washed his hands, and helped himself to a plate of red beans, made it, took it out the freezer, put it in the microwave. I mean, my mom was like, wow, this guy is amazing, you know. And Coach O is a character, man. I love him dearly, a good friend of mine. And, you know, the same way I feel about Coach Frank Wilson, he's someone, in my opinion, you know, Frank may not come in there and cook the red beans, but he might bring a bowl, you know. He goes, hey, these guys are Louisiana through and through. And, you know, even recruiting guys from Florida, I'm thinking about my teammates like Dwayne Bowe back in the day, Ali Highsmith, Patrick Peterson, you know, just having those Florida guys able to gravitate here to Louisiana and want to be a part of the culture, that's here. So now you have natives of the area. You know, Coach O won him a national championship in 3 years. And he's a man, he'll candidly tell you he's a D-line coach hard and hard, but, you know, guys want to be on his coaching staff. Players want to run through the wall for him. I'm telling you, sometimes I run into Coach O, I feel like I got to strap the pads back on again. You know, so that's just, you know, I those two guys, they can get it done, fellas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things with Coach O, he can cook. Oh, Fave, I'm telling you, he can cook. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a big-time cook. No, when he wants to, he's a damn good cook. They can't cook like his mom, Coco, but, man, he can really cook. What went wrong with Brian Kelly? What happened here that it came apart? Because a lot of people tell me, oh, Brian Kelly wasn't that good of a coach. What? Just look at his record before he got here to LSU. What you looking at? Well, he never won a national championship. Well, Lane Kiffin ain't won no national championship at Ole Miss. Sarkisian ain't won no national championship at University of Texas. They got a lot of guys who didn't win a national championship, but they really good coaches. What went wrong with Brian Kelly at LSU?
Well, to be quite honest with you guys, it started from day one. I do think that it is important that a coach brings his guys in, the people that he trusts, because the second you become a head coach, you're responsible for this team to win, and no matter what happens, you fall on the sword. You can't point at any assistant coaches, any players. That's frowned upon in this business. Well, him letting go of Coach Tommy Moffitt day one was the start of the end of the Coach Brian Kelly era. And I say that because sometimes it's not how, I mean, it's not the fact that you fire people or go a different direction, but how you do it. And I always remember that tweet with videos of Coach Moffitt packing his stuff up, and it's raining, and just how he just let him go. That LSU team has gotten softer and softer since that date. When you look at a guy to Coach Moffitt's magnitude, I'm not even talking about the time in Miami or even the championship team in Tennessee. I'm not even talking about his championships at John Curtis. But what he was able to accomplish at LSU 2003, 2007, 2011, it didn't win it, 2019, those three coaches were intelligent enough to say, hey, this guy's the answer. He's with us. Him and his staff is with us 65% of the time. The other 35% of the time, we spend with our position coaches, with the head coach. So the blood, sweat, and tears, those off-season training sessions with Moffitt, that was the secret sauce. You let that walk away. You do it in a very abrupt and slightly disrespectful way. And then, it's of course, you go back to year two. The year one and year two, the defense wasn't historically bad in 23. And then you fix it somewhat a little bit, put a Band-Aid on and make some fires, bring in Coach Blake, and he kind of passed the defense up. You get an offseason to bring the defense in right, but now the offense isn't right because you don't have the right guy as coordinator. So long story short, those were the three things, guys, that got him essentially fired, and the rest is of history.
Marlon, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, and look forward to hearing you guys on Saturday.
Thank you, Fave.
Peace out, fellas. Hello, somebody. Have a good one.
All right.
Marlon Favorite, Super Bowl champ, national champ, and also part of the LSU Sports Network as an analyst for them, joining us there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.